You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the Main Event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our Good News segments, and Season 2 is all of our Main Event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's Good News. This is really funny because I see that you put in the script that I'm going to introduce someone with another accent that I probably won't be able to say like last week. But Victor Legras, is that how you say
it? Yes, you said it perfectly.
So Victor is a TV producer, entertainment blogger, and concert producer on television. Victor has produced multiple seasons of the hit long-running court show, The People's Court. He's worked with Tony Award-winning producer Ken Davenport and Sirius XM radio host Seth Rudetsky. He's produced concerts at Joe's Pub, New World Stages, 54 Below, Urban Stages, and more.
As a host and producer, Victor's Broadway Insider, The Set List Podcast, was named one of 8 theater podcasts you should be listening to by Playbill.com. He's a contributor to HuffPost and Crazy Town Blog, and he's also a graduate of Pace University and New World School of the Arts. And he's here to talk about the upcoming virtual gala and fundraiser for the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Hi, Mikey. Hi, Brian. Nice to
Hello.
Meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too.
These people don't know me as Mikey. You just gave me away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, I've known you for so long. It's Mikey. Mikey, he's walking around with a Mary Poppins umbrella, holding like the lamest novel, and then like singing Wicked. So like that's Mikey.
What's so funny is I have tattoos of both of those things, which I'm just going to show
I know.
Later on.
I'm here, I'm here.
Yeah. You got it, baby. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Yeah.
So Victor, you and Michael are working very hard on this virtual gala. I know Michael's told me a little bit about it earlier in the week. How has it been?
Oh my goodness. Well, Mikey is doing a lot of the work. He's a big time director, producer on this and has been working his butt off for it. But this year, usually the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance, we do a lot of our fundraising during the summer, but because of COVID-19, Frenchwoods, our summer camp, has been canceled, unfortunately, for the first time ever. So we've lost a big way of making a fundraising. So Mikey thought it'd be a good idea to start fundraising, doing this amazing virtual gala that we have coming up on August 16th at 7 p.m. And I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. We're going to fundraise some money.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. So how can everyone get involved?
So you can follow us on all over social media at Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance, HFWAA on Instagram and Twitter, HFWAA_org on Instagram. And we are actually doing a virtual race this weekend. We're trying to fundraise money, go out there, run a little bit. It's a quick little donation and you get to run and do some good things. and watching next week on starsinthehouse.com. That's Seth Rudetsky and James Wesley's amazing streaming show that they do twice a day at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And I believe it also airs on SiriusXM 109. I listen to it on radio as well at 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Speaking of stars, I hear that the gala is going to be a very starry night. Who can we expect to be at the gala?
Well, you are very lucky because you're getting a preview of this amazing person. Honestly, this person I actually think of like as high as Oscar Hammerstein. So Mark Shaiman will be doing a song and I cannot wait for that. I also believe one of my all-time favorite Beltresses, the Beast, Manny Gonzalez, will be performing with a camper from a few years ago. That Seth Rudetsky's also on the piano. And, oh my goodness, who else? I'm just so overwhelmed. It's so exciting. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld.
Yes. Amazing. It's going to be a really starry night. And, you know, we're talking about the actual event, which is very exciting. But can you tell us about the actual Arts Alliance? Who does it benefit? What is it for?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance was started by Ron Schaefer. He's the man who thought of all of this, as well as Rose Robinson. They've been fundraising money to help young artists get to college and give them a hand up into the industry. Not necessarily like, just helping them get an education, helping them pay for college in certain ways. And I was a recipient of that. I went to Frenchwoods. The fancy bio that you read before the show would not have been possible without the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance. There's no way I would be able to work on the People's Court, ridiculous, or even working for Seth. Like being in New York City and having an education is honestly a big privilege that all of us are not fortunate of. And thanks to the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance, I've been able to do pretty much everything in my adult life.
It's really going to be an incredible, incredible night. And so how can we actually donate? Like, how can we actually get involved with the gala? How can we help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you can start right now by going to hfwaa.org and start donating. But also, it is a telethon. So starting at 7 p.m. August 16th on starsinthehouse.com, you can call up a phone number. I believe I have the phone number right here somewhere. Ooh, let me pop it up. 607-637-8400. You call that number at 7 o'clock on August 16th, or even now. Why not? hfwaa.org. Make a donation. 100% of the proceeds go to helping young artists make it to college. And most of the students are all minority students. You know, we're all different colors. We're all from different parts of the world. And it really has changed our lives. So we're so grateful.
The gala really is going to be amazing. People are coming from everywhere around the globe to submit videos and their stories. So you're really going to understand how the Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance has affected and permeated lives, lives that you have seen on stage or heard listened to on cast albums. How it's affected them in such a positive way. I mean, this Arts Alliance is so, so, so important. And without camp happening this year, it's very hard to raise funds. So we're really excited to celebrate arts. We're really excited to celebrate this Arts Alliance. And it's going to be just such a great night of amazing, amazing performances and speeches and appearances and Stars in the House, that's where it's going to be August 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be so good.
Victor, where can we find you guys on social media?
HFWA, at HFWAA, everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Hancock Frenchwoods Arts Alliance, and myself at Victor Legger, of course.
Amazing.
Stephanie L. wants to know how we can stay updated until the event and future events.
Oh, we're going to be posting the most amazing little clips and on social media. We'll keeping you posted. And of course, watch Stars in the House between now and then. They're amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Of course.
Victor, thank you so much for coming on My Broadway Memory.
Thank you so much, my friend. I'll literally talk to you later and figure out. We have a lot of work to do.
So much to do.
Bye, babe. Thank you.
Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.